quorum call?
Yes.
I would ask consent that that be vitiated.
Without objection.
Mr. President, we've been working for, and I've been working on it for a lot longer than several days, but several days publicly on process to move forward with the Patriot Act. We have worked over the last several days to work something out that is, I think, an excellent compromise. Is this bill something that everybody in the Senate likes or everybody in the House likes? The answer is no. But we all know how important it is that we continue this legislation. So Senator McConnell and I and Speaker Boehner have agreed on a way to move forward on this. The alternative is to have a long, long-term extension of this that the House would send us, and I think that wouldn't be to anyone's benefit. So we're moving forward on this. I've tried to do it with the bill that we invoked cloture on yesterday. I've had many conversations with Senator Paul and others, but principally him, and tried to come up with a process to allow Senator Paul to offer amendments and others to offer amendments. It's not just him. I've been unsuccessful. Now, I understand Senator Paul's exasperation because this is something that is extremely important to him, and there was every desire from my perspective, and I think this body, to have a full, complete debate on the Patriot Act. But the Senate doesn't always work that way. And there have been a lot of things that have gotten in the way of this, and the time is suddenly upon us. Mr. President, we have to complete this legislation by midnight on Thursday. We cannot let this expire. We cannot let the Patriot Act expire. I have a responsibility to try to get this bill done as soon as possible, in spite of the fact that some of my senators and some Republican senators would rather I did it some other way, at some other time. But I don't have that I can't do that. I have to get this done. We know since bin Laden was killed that there's been a lot of information discovered from him that he did. And the one thing that's very clear, that he had instructed all of his lieutenants to focus all their attention on the United States and its assets. So we can't let this expire. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that this does not happen. Senator Paul and I have tried to work out something. He feels strongly about at least three of his amendments. And I say, even though he and I disagree on a number of things politically, I have found his time here in the Senate, as it relates to me, to be one of, he's a very pleasant man with strong, strong feelings. And I have only the highest regard for him. And I'm sorry that I can't make this system we have here in the Senate more in keeping with his desires to get things done. But if he will learn over the years that it's always difficult to get what you want in the Senate, it doesn't mean you won't get it, but sometimes you have to wait and get it done at some subsequent time.